I suggest, if you're interested in the idea of a peaceful revolution, a book by Nagibodi called Jai Bim, Dispatches from a Peaceful Revolution, which is about the Ambedkarite community in India, with whom we have very strong and deep connections. And there's a part in that where Nagibodi says, oh, he talks about Dr. Ambedkar's quote, he quotes Dr. Ambedkar saying, if I had picked up arms, we would have had a mess in the country in 5 years. So he recognised that really the only way to put out the fires of the suffering that was happening to the Dalit class with whom he was working was to find another way, a revolution of the mind, a revolution of the heart. The world is on fire. There are conflicts. Perhaps there will never be complete world peace. Perhaps there will never even be world. Perhaps there will never even be peace in a more local sense. Perhaps there will always be conflict. Because as the Buddha said, the nature of human beings, unless we work with that, is that we are immired in the poisons of greed, hatred and delusion. Well, greed, hatred and delusion are going to find expression. And these days that expression is global. That expression is not just local, it's global. It's institutionalised and therefore very, very hard to combat. But I do believe, I'm starting to sound like a preacher, I do believe that the revolution that might happen in our own hearts and minds, when we come together with others in a community who also want to create a revolution, that however little peace we can bring around us, is still peace, and it still puts something in the balance, and therefore it's worth doing. So even if we don't see an end result, which is the absolute ending of all war and conflict, I still think it's better to put an end to the wars in our own hearts, the wars in our own family, the wars in our own street, the wars in our own nation, to the extent that we can. And I do hope that for those of you with a Buddhist path, this might just help you think of ways that you can really take that on board. And those of you who are interested and curious about Buddhism, I hope maybe you'll find something in what I've said and something in what's on offer here in the centre and our other centres that will help, even if it's just a little drop in the ocean. But as somebody once said, the ocean is made up of drops. Thank you.